Such an appropriate message for Grace Christian Center. Five S's. And the meaning of five is grace, right?
Very
we'll
good.
remember that. We'll Amen. Remember that. Grace Christian Center.
Very good.
Good thinking, Pastor Kevin. As Pastor Kevin just shared, God set a light in the sky to announce the coming of his Son, Jesus Christ, to the whole earth. People from all around were drawn to the light, and many discovered the news of God's Son. Today, even in the midst of a politically correct world, people are still drawn to the light, and many discover the news of the reality of Jesus Christ and the love that he has to share with all of us. While there's no longer a light in the sky to show the way to Christ, the light still exists in the world today. This light is the people of God, the Christians who are on the earth. Jesus said that if he be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto himself. If we are going to be effective lights, we need to let God arise in each of our lives. We need to cooperate with him and let him have his way in each of us. We have the tremendous opportunity and the privilege of being those who carry the message of life and salvation. Let us continue to pray for one another and to encourage one another so we can see the light of Christ arise brightly within the people of God. Let God arise in his people so that the world may know that he lives.
Amen.
That is the only way the world is going to know that he lives, is because of the light of Christ that you let shine forth from your lives. I want to share a couple of scriptures. Luke 1:79. Through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew, and he waxed strong in spirit. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And Matthew 5:14 from the Message Bible. You're here to be the light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? No, I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this
Good.
Generous Father in heaven. I love that
That's
translation.
Great.
Just exciting. Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today, let us light a candle to rededicate our lives to shine for him. If someone in each table would take the hurricane holder off of the center candle, and if you would each pick up a candle. And if you would each take the candle and take a light from the candle. And these are significant. The main candle is white, showing the purity of Christ. The red candles that you are holding are significant of the blood of Christ. And the only way we can shine for Jesus and let his light shine in us is by accepting him as our Savior and being covered by his blood. That's why you're all holding red candles, because you are indeed Oh my gracious, wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that beautiful, Pastor Kevin? It went from dark, the room went from dark to light because of the light of Jesus Christ.